One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "You are the Son of God. Command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him, he replied, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and if he sends, they will support you, lest you dash your foot against stone." Jesus said to him, he replied, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the evil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. Gospel of the Lord. Many times we thought we are alone to confront temptations. No, Jesus had this experience. He is accompanying us. But important, we have to keep his word in our heart first of all. If we do not live his spirit, his word, with times of temptation, we may lose our way. Jesus is with us, but still we have him in our heart, especially his holy word. Jesus is always accompanying us. At times I may doubt, "Where are you, Jesus? I'm alone." But Jesus is telling us, we are not alone. With the word of God, with our prayer, with our trust, just telling Jesus we are so weak, we need his help. Just ask, just believe that he never departed from us. But only we, our heart, should adhere to the word of God, to trust his presence in our soul. Jesus, we trust in you.